Today, Indiana Governor Mike Pence declared a public health emergency in one of the state's southern counties after a spike in new confirmed HIV cases. Health officials are calling it an HIV outbreak, and Governor Pence has authorized a short-term needle exchange program for Scott County, despite his opposition to implement the program statewide. Scott County is located about 30 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky, and we go there now to speak with Brittany Combs, the county's public health nurse. Brittany, why is this being called an outbreak of HIV?
An outbreak is an abnormal amount of positives. Normally, our county every year reports less than 5 new cases of HIV every year. And as of right now, we're up to 79 since January.
Well, and health officials are attributing this to needle use and people using the drug Opana. What is that, first of all?
Opana is an opioid pain medication. It's prescribed by doctors for pain. It's highly addictive, and these people grind up the pills, and then they inject it. So it's IV drug abuse.
And how big of a problem is it in the county?
It has been a big problem in our county for years. And actually, our Opana numbers have gone down, and then, of course, the heroin goes up, because when one goes down, something else goes up. But our doctors really don't even prescribe it anymore. So the Opana is coming from out of the county somewhere, and we're unsure of where.
And do you have a sense of how HIV got brought into the mix in such quick fashion here, that so many people clearly have contracted it and are now positive for it just in a matter of a few months?
That is one of the things that we're trying to figure out, is exactly where it started. The theory is someone with an acute case of HIV came into the county and shared needles with someone else. That person became an acute case then. When somebody has an acute or a newly diagnosed case of HIV, it spreads more easily. So they shared needles with someone else, and they got it, and they shared needles with someone else, and they got it. A lot of these people go in the same circles, and then they all do needle sharing, and that's how it spreads so quickly.
So the governor, Mike Pence, who, by the way, is an opponent of needle exchange programs, is going to authorize one in your county only. That's the only county in Indiana where this will be allowed. Is that the kind of thing that's going to make a difference, do you think?
I don't think it'll make a difference with the drug addiction, but I think it'll make a difference with the HIV spreading. And that is, like, my main goal right now, is to stop the HIV from spreading. And then we have a long road ahead of us trying to take care of the actual drug addiction.
Although some people have said this is not enough. It should be a statewide needle exchange program, or it should go on longer than just a month, which is what the governor is proposing.
That's something that we definitely need to look into. I know there's a lot of people in the state that are pushing for it, and Kentucky actually just passed their laws saying that they can have a needle exchange program now. So we're hoping that maybe Indiana will kind of take charge of that now and say, well, Kentucky's doing it, and maybe they'll show that it helps, you know, their drug addiction, and maybe we can get that down the road.
As you've been dealing right on the ground level with this public health crisis in Scott County, have you learned anything that other areas should know about how they might deal with something like this?
This is a public health nurse's worst nightmare. It's an outbreak that I can't stop because of the mode of transmission. We've been trying to stop IV drug abuse for years, and so that's nothing new for us, but I can't just go snap my fingers and everybody quit doing IV drugs. You know, drug addiction is an illness itself, and then on top of that, you know, you've got the HIV on top of all that. So the other problem is that when there's an outbreak, usually it's a virus that wears itself out. There's an end point. And there's no end point for HIV. These people have HIV the rest of their lives. But as long as we can get these people in treatment, they can live decades. But it's getting the people in the treatment and keeping them in the treatment long term.
Brittany Combs, who is the public health nurse in Scott County, Indiana, which is currently fighting an HIV outbreak that has apparently been fueled by people exchanging needles to do this drug, Opana. Brittany, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.